You're a team that's experienced coming in here, but I guess each year you see a different look in your players' eyes. What is the look you guys are seeing now as you're getting ready for this big weekend?
We're starting over from scratch. I mean, you know, we're just trying to keep moving and doing what we need to do. You know, each team wants to continue to win, and they don't want to be that team, you know, that lose it. I mean, so they're doing a great job of, and my coaches are doing a great job preparing my guys for Brunswick, which is our powerhouse passing team. And, you know, so, you know, my coach is doing a great job of breaking down film and doing what we need to do in order for us to be successful one more time.
What's it like doing that, getting ready for a powerhouse passing team at this time of the season?
I mean, you know, it's hard. I mean, you know, most high school football teams like the ball on the ground. When you're coming from playing a team that can run a spread as well as they can run it, you know, you got to be able to – you cannot make a mistake. You know, against a running team, you know, you make a mistake and so on there. But in a passing – playing against a passing team, it might be a kid out on the island, and, you know, it could be a five-yard pass to go for 90. So, you know, everyone has to know their assignments and be able to do what they need to do.
And especially when you're going up against a passing team like this, the key for your offense is to keep the ball in your hands so they're not moving down the field and you guys can get the ball.
Exactly. Clock management is a big deal for us, and, you know, we want to take care of the ball when we have it and just keep on doing what we need to do.
What's it like practicing on Thanksgiving Day? It's most folks sitting home getting all hungry and stuff, but you've got a bunch of guys and a bunch of coaches that are out there going at it on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, that's a big tradition for us to always practice on Thanksgiving morning, and we always shoot for that day and do what we need to do. So that's always a great time of what we need.
What about the new stadium and the pride that the guys have now going out on the field and something that's their own? It's part of them, and it came along during their time at Dunbar.
Oh, yeah, it came along, you know, it came along at the right time, and, you know, thank Mr. Plank and Under Armour for everything they've done, and our kids, they take great pride in it. I mean, it's like they're on another level when they play in that stadium and everything they need to do and how fast they are when they play there. I mean, sometimes I don't think that we're that fast except when I watch them on that field, and that's what we do, and that's how we roll.
And neat the kids can be proud, have a lot of pride in their home.
Exactly, and that's the big thing. They're taking pride in something that's theirs, you know, that's their personal stadium, and that's what they want.
Well, good luck, Coach. Thanks a lot. Mm-hmm.